This week's Parsha is Parshas Hazinu, and also it's known as Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a time of repentance, of tshuva, time to do tshuva. In the Haftorah, we actually start from Hosea, Parak Yudal, chapter 14. And there it says, Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta bavanecha. Return, Yisrael, Israel, to God, up to God, you're up to Hashem, your God, because you've fallen because of your sins. But then it says in the next pasuk, kichu imachem divarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take words with you, and then return to Hashem. So it starts out with first saying Til Hashem, Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, and then it says if you take Yechuli Machem Dorim Vishuvu El Hashem, and then you should return to God. So it's like the first pasuk saying up till, and then you see this idea that if we take with us Yechuli Machem Dorim Vishuvu El Hashem. So what is this about tshuva? What are we trying to accomplish here? So the Rambam, in his work of Yad Chazaka, in his incredible work where he codifies and really lays out all of Jewish law, in there he has, in Sefer Mada, he has Halacha Tshuva, he has the laws of Tshuva, 10 glorious chapters. And he starts out talking about Vidui, about confession in the first chapter, and only into the second chapter does he start asking the question of what is tshuva? First he starts out and asks, what is the full tshuva? And that's if someone has to be put into the same exact circumstances as they were in when they sinned the first time, and they have to go back to that place and be able to not succumb to the temptations, etc. But in the next halacha base, he then asks, what is tshuva? And he says there, "Hu sheyazov hachote cheto." A person, a sinner, has to leave his sin. V'yasiru machshavto, v'yigmor b'libo shelo yaseu od. He has to remove it from his thoughts, and he has to decide in his heart that he won't do it anymore. As it says, "Yazov rasha darko." So that the idea that a sinner has to leave his path. And then v'chein yinachem al shavar, and then after that, he should then have regret. But what's interesting here is, how does the Rambam describe for us tshuva? I would say simple, because it's not a simple thing. But what it is shiyazov hachote cheto. A person has to let go. If a person doesn't let go, then he cannot do tshuva. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel says that part of this, before he says that you have to do a vidui, but if a person doesn't let go, v'lo gamar hamiskol misvada bedvarim, if a person confesses but it's not v'lo gamar b'libo lazo, but he's not letting go, he doesn't fully decide to let go, lazo. It's like a person going in to the mikvah, and you're going to be purified, but you're holding on to the source of that which makes you impure. So that the idea of tshuva, really, again, not simple to do, but is to let go of the past, to let go of the things that one has done that was incorrect. It's from there that one can get through and get back. And that's really what it's saying. Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. But then when kichui machem dorim, when you take these things with you and you decide to let go, then you can go to God. That's the thing. That's something that's sitting sitting in the way is this issue of us letting go. So many of us, we want to correct our ways, and then it's very hard to let go of these things. But that's what it's saying. The Rambam's telling us, Yazov hachote cheto, person has to make up in their minds that then they're going to let go and not do this anymore. If we have things that are holding us down, We need to let go of those things. And then, where does it take us? It'll take us El Hashem. It'll take us to God. And then we can be with Him. The Rambam describes also in this in this context about the idea that these 10 days, Hashem is close to us. Dershu Hashem b'matzo, that Hashem is close with us at this time. And so the blessing is that we should be able to let go of those things, the not who we are, those bad things that we've done. We all have whatever it is that we've done that haunts us, that I would say haunt, but also that kind of hounds us. And we have to let go. We should realize how great we are, and that these are not who we are, but rather these are just things that are extraneous, but we can't hold on to them. We need to let go. And that when we come to Yom Kippur, God willing, that it should be a true day of kapara, of atonement, that we should have. Hashem gives us this incredible gift of a day that we get cleansed. And so we should use this Shabbos, the power of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, to recognize the fact that these things that we've done are not who we are. Let go of those things, and then we should be blessed to be able to go and to be able to go higher and higher and growing, and seeing tremendous, tremendous things this coming year. Have a wonderful Shabbos.